Thank you for joining me today on Spirituality. I'm Kathy Green, your host. We're going to be talking about two important men and the walk or the quest for individual spiritual walk, and that's Neville Goddard and also Reverend Ike. Let's talk about spirituality and the definition of spirituality. Google tells us that spirituality is the quality of being concerned with the human spirit or soul, as opposed to material and physical things. Wikipedia tells us that those who speak of spirituality outside of religion often define themselves as spiritual but not religious, and generally believe in the existence of different spiritual paths, emphasizing the importance of one's own individual spiritual path. Now, the Bible tells us that we are all made in God's image. That's Genesis 1, 26 and 27. I have a study Bible and a commentary / study / commentary Bible. And this tells us that spirituality is not a part of life, but it is life. That spirituality is not a part of life, but it is life. And the reason why I got the definitions out of the way is because I wanted to get that in the forefront, because I'm going to be talking about these two men that believed in the spiritual being, the spirit being, and how that is so important in the quote-unquote Christian life, that we are spiritual beings having a human experience more so than being a human being having a spirit being. So, Neville Goddard, active years in the ministry were between probably the 40s and the late to early 1970s. He passed away in 1972. Neville Goddard believed that we were spiritual beings first, and that we were having a human experience that we chose to have here on earth, that we always existed before our presence here on earth, and that we will always exist after this earth, and that we have certain powers that were given to us by God, and that we need to enact those powers to have a full life. Neville Goddard also believed that you can visualize your future, and that you should not allow your circumstances to guide you, but you should guide your circumstances. You can find Neville Goddard's lectures on YouTube. The way he preaches his lectures are mind-blowing. They're not what you're going to be used to hearing as far as being a Christian, going to church every day. This is nothing that you probably ever heard of, not in this way, shape, and form. You've heard of these things, but delivered differently. Neville Goddard is going to really open your eyes on the scripture. So fasten your seatbelt. So some people will want to say Neville Goddard's lectures and the way he taught the Bible is New Age, quote unquote. Let me say no. It's not New Age, it's Old Age. This is the way the scripture should have been taught to us as Christians. And that basically what they're calling New Age is what we've been taught. And the traditional Christian church is what they broke down and gave us pablum. They gave us bits and pieces of what God would have us to have. I believe to keep us in control, to keep control of us. Because this right, what Neville is saying or preaching is freedom. Is pure freedom. Reverend Ike was a student of Neville Goddard, or a mentee. Most of our parents, or some of our parents, remember Reverend Ike as an individual who might have been flamboyant back in his day. Reverend Ike believed in the man becoming all he could be, and self-affirmations, and believing that you didn't have to wait till you died till you got your reward. Your reward could be had here on earth. And he backed that up with scripture also. Reverend Ike got a lot of flack because of his prayer cloths. But in my research, his prayer cloths were backed by scripture. And you can find that on YouTube. Both individuals' lectures and sermons you can find on YouTube. More so, you won't find Neville Goddard's, you'll find his audio tapes on YouTube. Not so much television programs or TV programs. But Reverend Ike luckily lived after Neville Goddard, and he was telecast several times on TV. He had his own ministry. And Reverend Ike traveled extensively throughout the United States and internationally, giving lectures and preaching God's word. And he had a great following. And Reverend Ike was based out of New York City and did a lot of great things there in New York City. He was bashed a lot regarding the prayer cloths, and also people kind of said that, you know, elderly people were giving him money and stuff like that. But there was some controversy regarding that. But you can't make anybody give their money up unless they want to. That's my belief. But he was very inspirational as far as telling his black parishioners, mostly African-Americans, that they can have the life they want to have and that they didn't have to aspire to only being, you know, maybe a maid or a butler, that they could be whatever they wanted to be, and that they didn't have to allow their circumstances to rule their life, their current life. And so Reverend Ike was giving hope to individuals that want to have a better life. And you can see some of his parishioners give testimonies regarding how when they start enacting what he was preaching and using what he was preaching, that their life began to change. And he would had a slogan, "You can't lose with the stuff I use." And so, but he was very controversial because he did not back down on his beliefs on having fine things. And he liked Bentleys and Rolls Royce, mostly Rolls Royces. And so he didn't back down on that. He believed that most people was ashamed of money. He wasn't ashamed of money. He liked money. He believed that if you didn't like money, money didn't like you. That's why you didn't have any. So I would tell individuals to look at Reverend Ike and keep an open ear and an open heart to what he's saying, because just don't look at the surface as, oh, he's just after money. No, I believe, my own personal belief is that he was trying to pick up a people, pick up the black race as far as believe in yourself. You are worthy. You are a child of God. You are God because God made you. He made us in his image. So how we cannot be him. So, and that's the same thing that Neville preaches. He preaches that you always existed. You never had a beginning or an end. You are who the Bible talks about. You have the same walk that Christ has. The Bible is talking about you when it talks about Christ. So I would behoove the person who's a Christian, maybe even the person who's an atheist, who believes in different religions, a different belief, to look at both individuals and be inspired by them, because they both are individuals that need to be looked at in this day and time. I believe the church as a whole is going under an era in time where people are questioning maybe the doctrine, and people are maybe getting bored with what's being said, and it's not, and look like we're going more backwards with today where America is today, or maybe the world is today, then going forward, it looks like a lot of we have a lot of hate going on with the races, and a lot of stuff that shouldn't be going on. We should have already evolved as a race and as a people and as a nation, but it looks like we're going backwards. These individuals are telling us that we are all the same, and that we are having spiritual experience right here on earth as human beings, but we are spiritual beings more so than anything. That's who we are. We are not this body, that we are just having an experience, and we're trying to get through this. And so, but we are all the same. One is no better than the other. So these two individuals need to be looked at, so maybe the racists could come together as one and see that we are spiritual beings. So look at YouTube and look up these individuals, audience, and be inspired. Leave me a word on the message if you agree or disagree. And thank you for joining for today on today's podcast. And have a great night, a great day. Wherever this podcast finds you, may God bless you and keep you. Good day.